Welcome to the Sketchy Sketch Sketch Show podcast. It's open mic night for sketch.
We cold read some comedy sketches and discuss how they were written.
Here to host the show, I'm Harrison.
And I'm Amy. With us in the writer's room,
I'm Keely Anastasia.
I'm Keith Estrella.
I'm Tyler Chick.
In this week's episode, we gotta learn some grammar with this first sketch. Then, see how the sketchy sausage gets made. Finally, a period piece about cuddling. Then, join us on the riff plane with myself and Keely.
And stick around to the very end for a writing prompt to inspire your own writing. With us on the podcast today,
Adam Wygand, he, him.
Drew Brooks, he, him.
Kenny J, he, him.
Lisa W, she, her.
All right, everybody, how's it going? You ready to goof?
Yes.
Thanks for coming instead of watching the Super Bowl.
We brought the goof. What? Brought the goof party, Super Bowl party. I got dip.
you got dip?
You brought no chips, yeah. Just dip.
Just dip. Straight up. All right, you got two main kinds. You got the red and the white. Okay, the white stuff red is and the white creamy.
You're referring to red stuff as red dip.
you know that red dip.
That is what I'm referring to. Yeah, some may call it refer to it by this name salsa, but those people aren't me. All I see is a bowl and there's stuff in it, and you put other stuff on top using that. And
you know dip. So many German words, but you can't say salsa. I don't know.
I'm perfectly capable of saying salsa. It's just that I...
By white dip, do you mean queso or do you mean like the sour cream
ranch
stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the white dip?
That's a good question. And I get this one a lot.
on your dip Twitch?
Yeah.
Yes. My dip Twitch channel. twitch.tv/scoop'em-ups.
So are you going to answer what's the white dip?
not even dip anymore.
I was talking with my chat the other day and we haven't come to a consensus yet. We're considering making a third kind of dip, which is queso.
So red, and white, and queso.
Queso, yes.
You guys want to dip into a sketch?
Oh, wow. Beautifully done, Ava.
There you go. All right. Our first sketch today is titled Metaphor X, written by
Adam Wygand.
VO will be played by
Keefe.
Andrew will be played by
Harrison Merkt.
Heidi will be played by
Lisa W.
Kyle will be played by
Drew Brooks.
Mary will be played by
Keely Anastasia.
Pete will be played by
Tyler Chick.
Laura will be played by Amy D. And Dr. Kevin will be played by
Kenny J.
Exterior, basketball court day. A group playing basketball. Andrew drops a pass.
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, sorry, guys. I have some real butterfingers today. Either that or frying pan hands.
Interior, house party, night. Heidi talking to a group.
What about this?
What's the name of that actor? Oh, his name is on the tip of my tongue, and I can picture his face in my mind's eye.
Close up on tube of Metaphor X cream.
Then you need Metaphor X. Metaphor X is the only FDA-approved cream specially formulated to remove terrible metaphors.
Interior, wedding night. Kyle is dancing poorly on a crowded dance floor.
When it came to dancing, I had two left feet and an albatross around my neck. But not anymore, thanks to Metaphor X.
Interior, house day. Mary on couch, applying cream to arms.
I used to have a heart of stone and a heart of gold. But now, thanks to Metaphor X, I no longer have a heart.
Close up on tube of Metaphor X cream.
Metaphor X can be used to treat a bone of contention, constipation of the brain, diarrhea of the mouth, sweet tooth, stiff upper lip, numbskull, and many more.
Into your house morning, Pete and Laura waking up.
Boy, I feel like a woodpecker is pecking for grubs inside my head.
Here, honey, take some Metaphor X.
No, that's not right.
Huh?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
Isn't that what Metaphor X is for?
Nope. When you feel like a woodpecker is pecking for grubs inside your head, you need Simile Z.
What? I thought that was a metaphor.
Close up of a jar of Simile Z cream.
No, no, no. What? Since you're using like or as, you need Simile Z. From the makers of Metaphor X comes our most popular cream. Simile Z is the only FDA-approved ointment specifically formulated to remove terrible symptoms.
Interior wedding night. Kyle dances towards Heidi.
Before I started taking Simile Z, my dance skills were like that of a rabid otter.
Interior house day. Mary on couch, applying cream to feet.
Before taking Simile Z, my heart ran as fast as an unlicensed roller coaster. But now, I don't have a heart.
Ask your doctor which is right for you.
Interior, doctor's office day. Dr. Kevin's sitting behind desk.
Honestly, I have no idea what the difference is. I'd have a hard time recommending something I can't tell which is which. It sounds like they're just twin drugs.
For that, you need Simile Z. When comparing using like or as, you'll need Simile Z.
Dr. Kevin to voiceover.
What? What the hell are you talking about? That doesn't even make any sense. It's going in one ear and out the other.
Oh, you would need Metaphor X for that.
All I'm saying is that trying to explain to someone matters as much as trying to teach a chicken to talk.
That's really more of an analogy.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Dr. Kevin walks out. Interior wedding night. Kyle dancing poorly alone.
Thanks to Metaphor X and Simile Z, there's no describing my dancing.
Into your house day. Mary on couch covered head to toe in cream.
Thanks to Metaphor X and Simile Z, there's no describing how my body is functioning without a heart.
Close up on Metaphor X and Simile Z.
Metaphor X and Simile Z. Two seemingly same but different creams for removing terrible comparisons. Use as a direct.
Let's talk about that sketch.
I was just sitting trying to think of ideas, and I thought of like metaphors, and for whatever reason, I just put metaphor and X together. And I was like, oh, that sounds like a drug. And then I kind of sat with it for a while. And then I started thinking about, well, maybe there's like a cream or something that removes terrible metaphors, and how metaphors and similes are always confused. And I thought, I love commercial parodies. It's like one of my favorite types of sketches to write. And so that's just kind of how it all came together. Just thinking about, oh, this would be a great commercial for, you know, a terrible product that people confuse all the time.
One thing that I was thinking of that would be in a drug commercial would be like a demonstration of how it works in the body, like a bad CGI animation. So it could, I think in something like that, I would like to hear what makes a metaphor or a simile bad, and how the cream like attacks it somehow. And you could maybe even get into like, why did the person who made this invent these drugs? Like, who was it and why?
Yeah, just to build on that, Tyler, I totally agree. I think something I'd love to see is like what the consequences of doing a bad metaphor or simile are for the, like, I'd love to see someone like get rejected, or like even just someone say like, you're not as smart as I thought you were, like straight to somebody's face after they do it. It's just like getting to like how it makes people feel to do a bad one of these things could like really help you with a through line. Also, rubbing cream on yourself and like squirting cream out of a tube are both very funny things. Like every commercial for a cream, people rub it like so delicately and only once and quickly. And I feel like you have so much here to like use the tube and use the cream for comedy. Also, I think you have something really strong here with this like no heart thing. That like there seems to be a side effect that it like takes your heart away. And I would love for the doctor to speak to that. Like, I can't really like endorse this thing. It also feels like maybe it takes your heart away. and I love how you do it at the end. And I think there's something funny about like using the like take your heart away thing with the analogy. And I'd love for you to have like analogy Y or like another drug where like you could just drop it one time and be like, you need it. That's, you would need analogy Y for that.
Yeah. Side effects include disappearing heart.
I just imagined like maybe the first, very first beat was something like Mary is actually got at real live eczema. So she's rubbing his stuff on her eczema and then says, my eczema is as bad as, you know, and then she gets into, so it kind of like leads into it. We kind of assume it's for, you know, legitimate cream. And then we get into the.
So this will help with my eczema too? No, this is for metaphors.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole heart thing came just as a happy accident. I was trying to, you know, find some bad metaphors, and the heart of gold and the heart of stone were two interesting ones to me. And instead of, you know, saying that it fixed it, I just thought, oh, what if she just no longer has a heart? And it just struck me as something really weird.
Oh, it's super funny, which is why I'm like, lean into that puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost went the VO to kind of like spiral at the end and like freak out and like try to explain to the doctor why this is so important that people like have this drug. Mm-hmm. And maybe like the voiceover was like broken up with by like a, like someone who was trying to like break it to him easily and was using a lot of like vague language. It's just like on a mission for people to like speak with clarity. Yeah.
Okay. Well, right now we're trying to communicate what's important to us and our boundaries. And you're saying you have a broken heart. And I took that literally. So I was going to help you not eat red meat. But what you're saying is I shouldn't invest in you emotionally. This is confusing. Please take Metaphor X.
I'd have a hard time recommending something I can't tell which is which.
Our second sketch today is titled Part of the Process, written by
Kenny J.
Al will be played by
Harrison Merck.
Zoe will be played by Amy D. And Kayla will be played by
Drew Brooks. Interior day, home office. A frustrated Al sits at his desk with his laptop. He types the scene heading interior day, then leans back in his chair and stares at the screen for a few seconds. Then gives both middle fingers to the laptop. Zoe enters the room.
Hey, everything okay?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just so effing frustrated. I've just been sitting here for like an hour writing my sketchy sketch podcast homework, and all I have is that it's happening inside during the day.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Not really. Frustration's just, it's part of my creative process.
Well, if it frustrates you so much, why don't you maybe, I don't know, step away for a little while? Like, give your mind a break.
Oh, sure. Just change my process. The same one I've been using the whole year. I need the frustration. Without that, there's no aha moment. You want me to just switch up my process? Yeah, no big deal. Didn't this last election show you what can happen when you try to change the process? You want to relive that?
So you're saying that if you change your process, people will storm the Capitol?
In Al's mind, see footage from the Capitol riots, then Al shakes his head clear.
No. You know what I mean. It's just dangerous to change a process.
Kayla enters the room.
Okay, now I'm getting frustrated. I'm going to leave you to your process and make Kayla some grilled cheese. Do you want anything?
Grilled cheese? You know what dairy does to me. I'd be frustrated and flatulent.
Zoe shakes her head and leaves the room.
Daddy. Dad. Daddy.
Yeah, Kayla?
Daddy. Dad. Daddy.
What is it?
Daddy. Dad. Daddy.
Kayla, what?
I'm helping you frustration process.
Zoe enters the room and hands Kayla a plate of grilled cheese. Kayla takes half the sandwich and places the plate with the other half on Al's desk.
What's going on?
Kayla's trying to help my creative process, but she's just too damn cute to get too frustrated.
Kayla's sly smile from behind the sandwich.
Well, if frustrating you helps. Ow. Ow, babe. Ow.
Okay. I know you're trying to help by increasing my frustration, but that's not the way it works. I need to get through the frustration, not keep increasing it. Please, just let me get through my process.
I guess I don't understand why this process is so important to you.
Do you remember when I did stand-up years ago? No process. Which meant being the opening act at 4 o'clock when the actual charity event didn't start until 7. That was fun, wasn't it? Just you and the bartender and a broken clock that always read 11 o'clock. I'm not making the same mistake. So yes, I have a process. You're lucky I'm not like the dude who invented the floppy disk. That dude's process involves a near drowning experience, and he's got over 400 patents.
That sounds a bit extreme.
All of a sudden, frustration's not so bad, huh?
You're weird.
Yeah? Weirder than Douglas Adams? The guy who wrote The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? One of the best sci-fi novels ever? He had to have his publishers babysit him so he would write. Procrastination was part of his process. See? Everyone has a process. Mine just involves frustration. So can I please just finish?
All I'm saying is change every once in a while isn't a bad thing. You know, your writing tends to be about this abstract stuff so that you have to explain. Mandalorians piloting the planet, mermen and the king of pee-pee who takes golden showers. Really? Why don't you just write about what you know? Maybe an event, something that happened to you, an emotion, something maybe a little more relatable.
All right. You want a process? Create your own. Leave mine alone. And PP is a real town, okay? Now everyone get... Shoo! Out! I have to finish this!
Come on, Kayla. Let's let Daddy keep being sketchy.
Ha. You can at least get the name right. It's on all my social media. It's Sketchy Sketch Sketch Show podcast. It's not that hard to remember.
Zoe and Kayla leave the room. Al stares at the laptop and casually picks up and takes a bite of Kayla's grilled cheese. He suddenly remembers it's grilled cheese and in frustration throws it down on the plate.
This whole day I got it. Always trust the process.
Al starts typing on the laptop screen. We see the word home office added to the scene heading. He types the action line, a frustrated Al at his desk.
Let's talk about that sketch.
It was actually a sketchy sketch homework prompt about writing about an emotion. And so I started thinking about it and became frustrated about thinking about what emotion to write about. So I had the aha and just went with just write about writing.
I love all the specifics and all the things that Al says with the past about the charity event and the stand up. I just think with his increasing frustration, it might go a little quicker if there was a little more back and forth. So some of that stuff might be like broken up a little bit more where I just want to see Al like get so frustrated. I love the idea of him saying like part frustration and not knowing what to write is the process. But Zoe and Kayla don't understand and they keep frustrating him in ways that are not productive. That's such a fun idea. Like they're just being frustrating and not really helping the writing process. So that's fun. But I think I want to see him get more frustrated at the dialogue and the relationship between he and Zoe and Kayla as well.
I want to agree with that and build on it. I think something I really love that you're doing here is these things where he's like, here's someone else's process and how rough it was. And I'd love to see one more of those earlier. So we're getting like 3 solid beats of that. It's also just so funny to do. And it lets us into the mindset of Al being like obsessed with what other people's creative processes are. But on top of that, it feels like such a defensive move to be like, here's somebody else's creative process. And I think to get us there in a fun way, it'd be really cool. Cause I think this is like a really great like slice of life, but to punch the comedy out of it, we want to like up the absurdity and raise the stakes. So I think it'd be really interesting if, like, somewhere like early page two, we like raise the stakes of this thing where either like Zoe makes it clear that like the family is falling apart because of this process, like how the frustration's like seeping into like their relationship and the family. Or if like Kayla's like, Daddy, you're never around anymore. You're just in here getting all fumed up to write sketches. So if we like raise those stakes where like this guy's like gonna lose his family and he still keeps doing it. I also think those stakes like set against the background of like trying to write a sketch is like funny.
I get this feeling reading this as it's like there's something about it where Al is saying what he needs, and since everything they're doing is somehow the wrong way to do that, there's like this inherent conflict of like, I need to be frustrated, not like that. I need to be frustrated, not like that. And I just think maybe there's a way to like have the relationship be a little more natural, like in the way that they're like that they do care about each other. Because I agree that like in this form, it would be tearing the family apart. So there's like, I think a couple ways you'd go about it. Like it is tearing the family apart, or they are really helping him. But it's just a very unusual process. There's something so deranged about the line. Yeah, weirder than Douglas Adams, the guy who hijacked his guy to the galaxy. Like, just imagining the person who would say that is like, they're really losing it.
Yeah.
The more worked up that Al gets, the harder Zoe can kind of like voice of reason him, and we'll get that kind of juxtaposition of comedy of Zoe being like, no, I was being facetious. Like, there's no way this could be as big as the Capitol riots. And he's like, how am I going to put food on the table if I don't do this homework? And she's like, it's homework. This is a recreational activity. You know, like the more that like they can heighten each other in that way. And I think what Tyler was saying is the recipe for that, of just Al like feeding in, like he wants all the frustration possible. It's not so much about like, is this the type of frustration that I want? Like, I want to see him be like, Kayla, pour your milk on my laptop so I can't use it anymore, and I won't be able to meet my deadline. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah. And especially like, the more he can bring like Kayla into it, like doing things like that, and Zoe being like, stop it. This is not how we parent our child, you know? And then that just getting more and more worked up.
Kayla, tie my arm behind my back. No, both arms.
I also feel like there was maybe a move here, because it seems like Al, in the beginning, he kind of has this issue with like swearing, because he flips off the screen and then he's like, I'm just so effing frustrated. And I feel like as he gradually gets more and more angry, if he goes and breaks like his Batman one rule and is just like, son of a bitch. He's like, oh, look what you made me do now. I swore. My one thing.
My one thing.
I'm getting there. I cursed. I'm going to write a sketch soon.
The only other idea I had was, if he's getting frustrated, then he's achieving what he wants to do. So it's almost like he wants to get frustrated. And when he does, he can begin writing. But then as he gets less frustrated because he's writing, then it comes back down. It's almost like the audition where it's like it plays on, his expectation of being frustrated. But then when he's frustrated, he can't write. And it's that constant up and down.
I love
you gotta
that.
Ride the wave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing like seeing someone write like just the top and then be like, Holly, like right at the top and be like, I need it. We just did it. I let it all out through my creativity. I need more. Grilled cheese. You know what dairy does to me. I'd be frustrated and flatulent.
All right. Our final sketch today is titled Wind, written by
Harrison Merkt.
Damien will be played by
Drew Brooks.
And Josephine will be played by
Keely Anastasia.
Exterior, hillside day. Damien, he, him, 20s, and Josephine, she, her 20s, sit on a blanket. It's a full picnic. It's like 1932, so all the stuff is from then. and it's black and white. They eat.
Don't worry. Daddy just likes cleaning his gun, Damien.
They laugh. Damien feeds Josephine a strawberry.
It's so lovely to be here alone with you. I can see a life together like this once we're married.
Married? Oh, Matt, Damien, I would love
to. Soon, Eli will make me a full carpenter partner, and we can have the life we want.
Oh, I can't wait, Damien. Hold me.
Damien stands to move things so they can cuddle. Just then a big wind comes. Damien gets blown back and falls.
Sweet Lord, what a gust, Josie.
Quit being silly and come hold me.
Damien gets to his feet. He fights the wind a bit and gets to Josie. He bends down to hold her and the wind pushes him.
Josie, the wind. It's pushing me too far away to cuddle you.
Oh, no, Damien. It's like this wind is a metaphor for my protective religious parents and the ideals of this town we grew up in.
The wind agrees with the town that I'm just a rascal who ain't fit for marrying. I can change.
Just then, the wind dies down. Damien adjusts his clothes and hair, collects himself, and walks over to Josie. He sits next to her and opens his arms.
See? The wind isn't stronger than our love. Come here, let me hold.
Josie starts to lean into him when the wind picks up in the other direction and starts blowing Josie away. She rolls away from Damien. He grabs her hand to hold her there.
No, Damien! The wind changed directions. I'm blown away.
It feels like the wind is responsive of all the rules of the society we live in that keep us chaperoned under a watchful eye, making sure all we do is hold hands until we're married.
Those hands touching sure do feel nice, though, Damien. I sure do like that.
You have the sweetest, softest hands, Josie. My love, holding your hands forever is all I need.
A jug of milk gets blown over. They get splashed with the milk.
Oh, no! The milk jug you locked up here is getting all over us!
Golly! The wind done blown the milk from my daddy's farm all the way over. Metaphorically baptizing you with your family's values.
All the effort you put into giving me the comfort of home backfired. Now the wind is using it to make you feel guilt, Damien.
Just like the society we grew up in does with my advances towards physical romance with you.
I'm covered in milk, Damien.
I'm so sorry. This is my fault. I should have married you before picnicking with you alone.
The milk jug rolls as it gets blown towards Damien. It hits him. It throws him towards Josephine. They intertwine their bodies to fight the wind.
We're doing it, Damien. You're holding me.
We're cuddling, my love. The wind helped us.
They just about smooch. Then Josephine pulls away.
Damien, I think we need to get married, or else the wind is just going to keep blowing us away from each other.
The wind stops. They look around, collect themselves.
You're right. Josephine?
They both stand. Damien gets down on one knee, reaches into his pocket, and gets out a wooden ring. Josie loves it.
Yeah, I know it ain't much, Josie. But once I'm a full carpenter, I can buy you a real...
The wind blows them both. They struggle to get back to where they were. The wind blows over a nearby statue of Susan B. Anthony.
The wind done knocked that statue down, Damien.
It's a conservative wind, Josie.
Damien struggles to move towards her. The wind blows a piece of paper away from Josephine.
Registration. The wind don't want me to vote.
A piece of paper blows into Damien's hand.
I just got drafted, Josie.
Another piece of paper gets blown into Damien's hand.
This one just says serving your country should be an honor.
I think you need to buy me a real diamond like is customary and proper, Damien. I think you gotta wait to ask me to marry you until you can afford to build us a good life together. This wind is too conservative. It just will keep blowing us apart.
I just want to cuddle. Damn it.
Damien gets blown away real far. He tumbles backwards a bunch, yelling and screaming.
I don't think the wind likes cursing, Damien.
The wind wraps up Josie in a blanket as we black out. Thank you, everybody. Good job, Drew Keeley. Thank you.
Let's talk about this. Yeah.
Initially, I was just like, I just wanted to write a sketch that was like two people who wanted to cuddle, but the wind was too strong to for them to actually like touch. And then while I was writing it, I found this like the wind's a metaphor for the values of the town we're in. And because I'm me, of course, I just said it in the 1930s to begin with for no reason. So then I was like, that's it. That's the thing. The wind is conservative. And then I was sort of like playing with it. And I was like, this is like a funny, this is like making fun of old Hollywood in a way that I like. It's like, there's a lot of like old Hollywood movies. I don't know if like any of you have watched a lot of like black and white movies, but they're always like very ham-fisted about what the things in the movie are a metaphor for. So then I was like, okay, just like, I basically completely rewrote it with that as like the main idea of like making fun of old Hollywood being ham-fisted about that.
Well, the voice is definitely very strong. It's definitely you. It is filled with just a ton of things I want to see. I love the great justification for like the milk and then the quick beats at the end with the voter registration, the drafted. I almost had this sense listening to it that I understand that the wind is conservative and that comes through, but I also kind of felt like the wind wanted to be with Josephine. And I think that's a different direction for the sketch, but I felt like the wind was like in love with Josephine. And that's kind of where I saw it going from the beginning. But then as it went on, it was just like very clear. But I almost felt like because the wind is very intentionally not like a normal wind, it is intentionally keeping them apart. I almost wanted them to speak directly to the wind to say like, clearly this is what you want and say the wind's intention and personify the wind a little bit, but it was so much fun.
I really loved how you expanded the justification as it went on, where at first it was like just conservative about their premarital relationship. And I also think you should use the phrase premarital cuddling at some point.
Yeah, I love that.
But it expands that it's just conservative about everything politically at the end on that last page. I really like that.
I don't know why the phrase full carpenter is so funny to me. Damien says that twice, so I just really need a third one. Told you, Josephine, when I'm a full carpenter. because we have mention of Josephine's daddy at the very beginning. He could come back as like a not him as an actual character, but just like mentioning him of like, did you even get his permission?
Yeah. Also, he like could literally get blown in.
Yeah. still cleaning his gun.
Yeah.
or the dad is causing the wind somehow.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. You can pull back and see him behind the fan moving it.
Yeah, I thought about this. It was like, how could he be creating the wind? And I think if I made it that he's the guy who invented the vacuum from my vacuum sketch.
I'm covered in milk, Damien.
Hey, what is that sound?
Other Roof Captain, welcome aboard. Other Roof, welcome aboard. Other Roof Captain, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard the Roof Plate. Other Roof Captain, welcome aboard.
So polite.
I'm a friend. Oh, it's you. Hello.
Are you? Hey. Are you on some kind of barbiturate or a
barbiturate?
Amphetamine.
Barbiturate.
If I was, I couldn't tell you out loud.
You're winking a lot.
If I am, I couldn't tell you out loud.
Wait, no, we can't gloss over the fact that you're going to fly a plane and you are under the influence of something. When it was a train, we could really get past it, but...
What's concerning about it?
That you're fixing to fly under the influence, Riff Captain.
Oh, I see. Yes, I suppose I did not take that into consideration when I was trying to fit in with the rest of the kids.
Peer pressure.
Yeah. Seems that my pride is overwhelmed by better judgment once again. We'll take off eventually. But for now, who's hopping on board? The old
plane. I have a ticket, Captain.
I'm dressed for Amy. Yes, hello. Yeah, I saw you amongst the throng.
What?
Of people.
Oh, yes.
Throng of...
Of course.
Yeah.
That kind of throng.
Let's take a look at that. What? Boarding pass? All right,
okay.
Let's see.
I just have this one line, and I'm not 100% sure. The only thing I was thinking of would be like a young couple, like walking along, and they don't really know each other, but I don't know if that's necessary. But the guy says to the girl, I just wanted to do this silly walk to see if you'd notice me. And I want that to be kind of early, but I don't know what the justification is or where it goes from there. But just this sort of like silly walk.
I think that has a solid justification, like mm-hmm. in it. I wanted to do this silly walk so you would notice me. Feels like the first justification on a hilarious game where like this person's willing to do anything to get noticed. I don't know. I could see like any, for some reason, the situation in my head is a roller rink. And somebody's walking silly on the roller rink while everybody's skating, and somebody like frames it and they're like, I just wanted to do it so you would notice me.
I like that.
I don't know. Just wanted to do it so you would notice me is a, like, I feel like you could burn something down. And if someone's like, I just wanted you to notice me, it's like,
it's still definitely endearing. A fun line to like heighten and repeat. So this is based on a true story.
Oh, perfect.
I think it was the time that I was trying to remember what I was like, I know we have a sketch idea. And this wasn't the full idea, but what my husband and I were walking down the hill in front of our house to our in my in-law's house next door. And he started walking different, like slowly and kind of silly. And I said, what are you doing? And he was like, I just wanted to see if your pace would like go with mine. And I was like, why? Why would you do that? And then just messing with me, I guess. So that's where it came from. That's a story. And then I was like, that feels like a sketch, and I don't know why or how.
The base reality of this being in a marriage, like if someone's like, I just wanted to do it so you would notice me, and the person being like, we're married. Yeah.
I cannot.
Yeah. See you every day.
I feel like I'm alone all the time. I just wanted you to notice me.
We sleep in the same bed.
But yeah, but you're sleeping. You're not looking at me.
Yeah.
I hold your eyes open sometimes. But other than that.
I also like the idea of doing something with the intent to affect somebody else. So like purposefully walking slow to affect how you walk, mm-hmm. and then kind of explode that up from across all sorts of other different things too. Like
so strange.
Standing beside somebody as they're washing dishes, trying to mimic a slow person washing dishes to hopefully affect the other person.
I love the idea of this, of like, if you think somebody's doing something wrong, to like stand next to them and do it what you think the right way is to try to like affect them. You know those cars that drive past the folks in the Tour de France?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can see someone like in one of those cars, like trying to show the other person, like the person on the bike.
Holding up a phone video of someone riding a bike like this. Just doing more like this.
I'm just, don't talk to me, focus, but I'm just trying to like subconsciously affect how your body's moving.
Or like a Peloton on the back of a truck.
Oh, God.
Riding a Peloton. No, like this.
I just wanted you to notice me.
Cool. Okay. Pastor Keeley. Let's see what you got.
Okay, so I have two friends, and they're regenerative livestock ranchers, and
my one friend, she was talking about how her fiance like got a job this summer as like a remote cowboy. And I thought she meant like in this post-pandemic times of like, he's like a virtual cowboy, but she just meant like, he's like going to a farm somewhere other than where they live. And so I was like thinking about, you know, in these times when all these jobs have gone virtual, like what would a remote virtual cowboy?
This Zoom call ain't big enough for the both of us.
I suggest you mute yourself, son, for something bad.
Dev, the saddle's on a sawhorse. In their basement.
I love the idea of like, one of those like dumb little robots that just has like a stick and like wheels with an iPad on it, like with a lasso attached to it. And the other one has like a cat.
Like running around a field.
Yeah.
What makes you think you can defeat me in a duel? You're muted. You're muted.
Yeah. And what about like 100 cows each with their own laptop on Zoom, and you'd see the screen, the Zoom screen, all these different cows.
Cows working on nothing too.
Now, Bessie, you forgot to turn off your camera when you started going to the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, we don't need to see that.
Oh, yeah. A dude who's just like in cowboy attire, like full cowboy, like down to the rolled cigarette, but is fully a tech bro. <It's> like describing how he's like completely changed the field of cowboying.
This ain't your daddy's Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
I got into crypto real early.
Could it be someone learning how to be a cowboy virtually?
Just a bunch of people like in their own backyards, like practicing rodeoing skills and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Or doing just cowboy theory.
Theory, yeah. Like, I'm going to share my screen so you can see this whiteboard.
Yeah. I can't teach the physical skills, but we can do theory.
Now, once we're back working in the office again, you will have dogs.
For now, I'm just going to go over what the dogs are for and how we train them.
Only referring to the farm as back in the office.
Yeah. I think that's a good riff.
All right, cool. Can you get us to assignment port? Riff Captain?
Yeah, sure. Cut to, I was almost a cowboy. we cut to after the drugs have worn off. Okay, we're here.
Glad you're sober.
All right. The assignment this week is TJ Maxx.
No.
That's it. Are you a Maxinista? You could do something about that. Are you find a sick deal at TJ Maxx? Something about that.
I read about that.
Tyler did a great sketch about Rite Aid. You could do something similar with TJ Maxx. I don't know. Everybody seems to have strong feelings about TJ Maxx when it comes up. Some of my students were talking about it this week, and I thought, wow, everybody here seems to have a lot of feelings about this.
That's what we like.
All right, let's get on over to Plugport.
Boosh, we're here. And I'm drug free.
I miss our captain on the drugs. He's a lot more fun.
Adam, you got anything you want to plug?
Follow me if you like to. Otherwise,
believe in yourself, Adam.
I'm indifferent.
You got great socials, Adam. So,
all right.
Yeah.
I'm on Twitter. There you go. That's my plug.
Follow Adam on Twitter. Drew, anything you want to plug?
Sure. You can follow me at Andrew Brooks Comedy on Instagram and TikTok.
Whoa, new accounts.
Yeah. I'm like, who's that?
That's me.
Ken, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, if you're in the Philadelphia area, you're a landlord or got yourself a building, Braces Commercial Cleaning Sanitation. It's Braces Commercial Cleaning and Sanitation.com. That's my son. Get the kids some work.
Braces Commercial Cleaning and Sanitation. Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to plug the Lancaster Improv Theater, or the Lancaster Improv Players in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. They got shows coming back up on the first, second, and third Saturdays starting in March, I believe. But they're on Prince Street. I just jammed with them. It was a real good time. And yeah, show them some love. Come out and do some shows.
All right, cool. I'm going to plug USC Comedy Live. You can find us on Facebook or YouTube. My students put on a cool show. It's an hour-long live sketch comedy show, SNL style. When this comes out, the second show will be coming up, so check it out. Proud of those kids.
All right, everybody, that's all for us in episode 305. Thank you to all the participants and to the Jeff Powers for the music you've heard. And a big thanks to you, the listeners. If you'd like to support the show or check out more that we have to offer, head on over to sketchysketchsketch.com.
While you're there, become the ultimate sketchy and support us on Patreon. It's got all the cool stuff you want from us. Get over there. And if you got a sketch that you want to bring on the show, you want to hear people read it, or you want notes, email us the sketch or fill out the form on our website. We'll get you on the show.
Also, feel free to reach out to us if one of the sketches you've heard really impacted you, touched your heart, or you just want to give some love to the writer. Hit us up on our website where there's a place to do that as well.
As always, if you like what you heard today, please tell your friends. Check us out on socials, check out our classes, subscribe, give us 5 stars on whatever you're listening on.
And that's all for us today, everybody. Have a lovely afternoon.
Have a lovely afternoon.
A good day, my friend. Good day.
Have a lovely afternoon. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much.